Like to begin with a reading from Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. But take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your heavenly Father who sees in secret will repay you. In these days in which our lives have been disrupted from our typical routines, and we have the obligation to pay attention to one another in new ways, Lent has a quite different meaning for us at this time. We've always been encouraged to carry out these important acts of almsgiving and prayer and fasting, but now the meaning of those three practices, I think, has shifted somewhat. It has, in some ways, a silver lining to our situation now, is that we are having to be much more concrete about what it means to be attentive and loving towards one another. It's putting the best interests, the health concerns of our entire community, recognizing how deeply interdependent we all are. So as we think about what it is that we're being called to do in the next weeks, months, etc., it is to deny ourselves in terms of what it is that I really want to do, and to prioritize what is best for others and others that are in communion with one another. And we're discovering that that communion or community is not just the immediate ones that we live with, although that's extremely important, but it also is for almost solidarity in our city, in our state, in our nation. So as we come to a deeper awareness of our deeply rooted dependence upon God and our interdependence with one another, we are called to a deeper level of prayer in which we're recognizing that in order to get beyond the demands of my own ego and of what I would prefer to do or what I'm ready to do, to get beyond that to a true kind of humility or standing with others on the ground and really picking up that sense of humus from which humility comes from, how do we move in that direction? And that's where we're being called to listen carefully to God and to accept God's love into our midst. So for all of our students, for all of our faculty here at the School of Theology, as we communicate with one another in more online fashion in the coming weeks, it is important for us to be aware of this new Lenten call, a call to lay down our own preferences and interests in order to reach out to one another and to be attentive, which is a kind of almsgiving that we hope will become second nature to us. As one final ending note, yesterday the monastery celebrated the massive Christian burial for Father Donald LeMay, the accolades one after another that kept coming with regard to him is that he communicated a kind of openness, hospitality, and presence that was so genuine that he would win over the hearts of all. He was charismatic in that way, how he was able to express a kind of genuine attention and acceptance of others, even on first time of meeting them. He was upbeat, positive. We also are called to be upbeat, positive, and accepting of our situation and of one another. May we all grow deeper in this time in our love of Christ.